Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Avoidant Attachment, decoded by Alistair Bennett, is a relationship and personal development guide grounded in attachment theory. Aimed at readers who recognize avoidant patterns in themselves or in their relationship dynamics, positioned as an accessible, practical self-help book, it focuses on a common avoidant experience: emotional shutdown, the urge to pull away when intimacy rises, and the tendency to bypass hard conversations to preserve independence or emotional safety. Rather than framing avoidance as a character flaw, the book treats it as an understandable protective strategy that can be updated with better self-awareness and skills. Bennett emphasizes that meaningful change does not require becoming a different person. The goal is to build more secure, fulfilling relationships while keeping a stable sense of self and healthy boundaries through clear explanations and actionable tools. The book guides readers toward safer vulnerability, better emotional regulation, and more direct communication, including how to approach difficult conversations without escalating into withdrawal or conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding avoidant attachment and emotional shutdowns. A central topic is helping readers identify what avoidant attachment can look like in everyday life, especially the pattern of emotional shutdown. The book frames shutdowns not as randomness or coldness, but as a protective response that often appears when closeness, conflict, or emotional demands feel overwhelming. By naming the pattern, the reader can start to separate identity from behavior. You are not your avoidance. You have learned strategies that once helped you cope. The book also emphasizes triggers and internal cues, such as feeling pressured, losing autonomy, or sensing expectations that are hard to meet. Understanding these cues matters because avoidant coping is often fast and automatic, so it can sabotage connection before the person has time to reflect. From an attachment theory lens, the work encourages self-awareness and curiosity rather than blame, creating room to notice when you are deactivating and why. This foundation sets up later skill building, because you cannot change a pattern you cannot recognize, and you cannot communicate needs you cannot name. Secondly, the link between avoidance and the need for control. Another key theme is the connection between emotional shutdowns and a heightened need for control. The book highlights how control can become a substitute for emotional safety if you can control distance, timing, or the level of disclosure. You can reduce the risk of feeling engulfed, judged, or dependent. In relationships, this can show up as steering conversations away from feelings, delaying decisions that increase commitment, or keeping life segmented to avoid vulnerability. The value of this topic is that it reframes control as a signal rather than a moral failing. When the urge to manage everything spikes, it may indicate fear, uncertainty, or a sense that needs cannot be expressed safely. By recognizing the control cycle, readers can begin replacing rigid strategies with healthier alternatives, such as clearer boundaries, more honest self-disclosure, and planned steps toward closeness that still respect autonomy. The book positions change as incremental. Reducing control does not mean surrendering your identity. It means choosing connection intentionally instead of defaulting to withdrawal. Thirdly, practicing vulnerability without losing yourself. Bennett repeatedly returns to a common fear for avoidant readers that vulnerability equals losing independence or being consumed by another person's needs. The book addresses this by redefining vulnerability as a skill and a choice, not a collapse of boundaries. Instead of pushing readers into sudden emotional exposure, it supports taking small, safe steps that build tolerance for closeness over time. This includes learning to share emotions in manageable portions, naming limits, and staying present through discomfort long enough to discover that connection can be survivable and even strengthening. The emphasis on keeping a secure sense of self is important because many avoidant patterns are driven by the belief that closeness requires self-abandonment. By reinforcing self-knowledge, personal values, and consent around intimacy, the book aims to help readers engage more openly while remaining authentic. The practical promise is not constant emotional intensity, but more flexibility, the ability to be close, to be known, and to maintain personal space without disappearing or shutting down. Fourthly, difficult conversations and direct communication. A major practical focus is how to handle difficult conversations that avoidant patterns often postpone or evade. The book targets common situations such as discussing needs, addressing hurt feelings, clarifying commitment, or repairing after conflict. Avoidant coping can make these talks feel like a threat, leading to silence, deflection, intellectualizing, or sudden distancing. Bennett's approach emphasizes communication that is both honest and regulated, saying what is true without escalating into withdrawal or harshness. The book also acknowledges that avoidant and anxious dynamics can feed each other, with one partner pursuing and the other retreating. So improving communication includes learning to slow the cycle and create more safety on both sides. the core aim is not winning an argument, but maintaining connection while expressing boundaries and emotions. By focusing on practical tools and real-world application, the book helps readers replace avoidance with a more secure style of engagement, where tough topics become manageable and less catastrophic. Lastly, building secure attachment through gradual, consistent change, the book emphasizes that moving towards secure attachment is a process built from small, repeated choices rather than one dramatic breakthrough. This topic connects the earlier elements into a path known as shutdown triggers, reduce control behaviors, practice safe vulnerability, and communicate more directly. The promise is realistic change is possible, but it requires patience and consistent practice. A gradual approach matters for avoidant readers because pushing too fast can backfire, reinforcing the belief that closeness is unsafe. Instead, the book encourages steps that respect the nervous system and the person's need for autonomy while still expanding their capacity for intimacy. Over time, these steps support more trust, understanding, and emotional availability in relationships. The book also positions this growth as self-aligned rather than performative, meaning the reader learns to show up more fully without abandoning boundaries or personal identity. In that sense, secure attachment is framed as freedom, the ability to connect, to repair, and to stay engaged even when emotions are uncomfortable. In conclusion, Avoidant Attachment Decoded is best suited for readers who recognize a pattern of pulling away when relationships deepen, going emotionally numb during conflict, or struggling to express needs and feelings until distance feels like the only relief. It can also help partners who want a clearer understanding of avoidant dynamics, particularly when a relationship gets stuck in a pursue-withdraw cycle. The main benefit is practical. It translates attachment theory into actions a person can rehearse in real situations, such as recognizing shutdown triggers, approaching vulnerability in safer increments, and using clearer communication during difficult conversations. Intellectually, it offers a compassionate reframe of avoidance as a protective strategy that can be updated rather than a fixed identity. What helps it stand out in a crowded attachment and relationship category is its consistent focus on autonomy and authenticity alongside connection. Instead of asking readers to become more emotional in a way that feels unnatural, it emphasizes building a secure sense of self while developing skills for intimacy and repair. That positioning makes it especially relevant for people who want closeness, but not at the cost of losing themselves. If you would like to support Alistair Bennett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.